please rub your hands now. Bring them gently to the eyes. And then bring them away from your eyes and look into them as if you see them, and especially the lines, for the first time. There is one line which goes from the middle of the hand. It almost looks as if it wants to make a parikram around your thumb, and then disappears either before the wrist or in the wrist. This line is your lifeline. It will end, as you can see. Please learn this idea of Bhuta Shuddhi, or in a more simpler term, chanting with a sense of your eternal relationship. It's an awareness that you have such a relationship. Please learn this before your lifeline ends. Learn it as quick as possible, so that your chanting will become alive and stay alive, and you will become an ecstatic human being or a fixed-up devotee. Hare Krishna.
Finished.
Thank you very much. We have a few minutes for your questions and answers. For questions, and I will try to answer them. Please, what is your question?
It's like the mind that is active. Like I'm supposed to hear the sound which I'm making, which I'm uttering. That is one thing. And the pray from the heart is a different thing. So sometimes I can only do one of the two. To do both simultaneously becomes an issue. How do you deal with that?
Can you eat and stay alive at the same time? Can you sleep and breathe at the same time? Can you eat and engage in conversation with a dear friend at the same time? That is a little more difficult, but I think it's possible. Can you be attentive and walk at the same time? Can you throw a stone and look at the aim, the target, at the same time? There are many things which we do at the same time. And this chanting is very much like the last example. To chant the mantra attentively, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and I know you know the mantra. And at the same time, think this is for Radha and Krishna. It happens when you are in a devotional mood, automatically. When you are not in a devotional mood, then there seems to be a disconnection. But remember kirtan. All of a sudden you think, oh my God, this kirtan is good. And oh, I'm such a fallen soul. Oh Krishna, please accept me. All of a sudden a second thing is possible. With devotion, with bhakti, it is possible. I have answered your question almost as if the question has no relevance. My examples were chosen like this. But your question is very relevant. It is very important. It does come up. How can I chant, concentrate on this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so hard already. Hare Krishna. And then I should pray also. Oh my God, this gets difficult. It's difficult when there is no devotion in the heart. Then it is just a concentration exercise. But ours is an activity of bhakti. That's how we are different from the impersonalists. We do it for Krishna. If you will attend the Govardhan retreat, I think No. But there will be Adi Purusha who will give a lecture, well-researched lecture, absolutely based on Nectar of Devotion, which is called something like Bhakti Now. You know, it's possible to do Bhakti. And when you want to do Bhakti Now, when you want to access this feeling of devotion, what you have to do is three things according to Rupa Goswami. Adi Purusha will explain it in such a way that you think, my God, is this God? You know, but here it is for you in a nutshell. You do an activity for Radha and Krishna with the intention to give them pleasure. This is defined as Uttama Bhakti, the highest Bhakti. Now, some of us can do this only for a short time. Then we lose it and we do it for our pleasure, or we are on what happens most to us. We are on automatic pilot and nothing happens to us. Huh? But if you practice this, to do an activity in this form, and in this example, you do kirtanam or japanam, you know, that you chant the holy name, and you do it for Krishna in an attempt to give them pleasure. If you practice this a little, you will do it. It's like, I want to give you another example, which will also be used by one of our teachers in the Govardhan retreat in detail. It's like driving a bicycle. You know, you drive, what you move your legs, and then you simultaneously, at the same time, pursue a straight line. And then, do you know bicycling? A little bit or good? Good. We have someone from Switzerland amongst us who is a mountain biker. He can drive on this railing, on this lamp. He can drive on this lamp, maybe if a crash. But he can jump with his bicycle 15 plus meters. Hare Krishna! I have seen movies about this. You know, you and me may not be able to do this, to do our bicycling job, and you know, and then pursue. Some route, I guess. Huh? In the beginning, we don't do this. We don't get it. But if you try and try again, you will drive with balance. So what we are suggesting here is try and try again, and then the time will come where you will chant with bhakti. No? Bhakti is like the balance. But for some of us, yes, this is a challenging new concept. The same happened when we were told bicycling. I mean, when I tried to bicycle on my little red bicycle, phew, for half a year I had only knees. I looked like a soldier, you know. It was just came from battlefield in my attempts. I was always falling and crashing into shop windows with my bicycle because I didn't know, but I was, of course, desirous to drive very fast. And I went into shop windows, I remember once. That was an expensive tour. And so on. It takes some time, but then you drive very swiftly and freely, and so on. So, yes, to chant with bhakti, we may be beginners in this, but do you want to remain an eternal neophyte and after some time leave the movement with deep frustration because your spiritual life has not given you any taste in it? No, of course not. So you try. You chant. Therefore, these three steps are given. You try with your body. You sit down, that everyone can do, so that you don't fall asleep, and that somehow, you know, when you sit properly, then you can do prayers and so on, because your attention is there. This is a purely mechanical thing. Then the next thing is you begin to hear. And then you bring your heart. What you could do is read some devotional prayers that will jumpstart your heart. No? That will give you something. Thank you for your extremely relevant question, which was also placed from the position of utmost honesty. Yes, it is difficult, but it exercise, the practice. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, in the three-step process, especially fixing the mind on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every time, Hare, Bhuta Shuddhi is done once before you chanting, or every round is it recommended to do?
Yeah. First of all, this exercise on the first Hari is only the beginning of the exercise. Our goal is to be with all the names. And that is clear, isn't it? It's just like you, it's like an entry point into the mantra. Dhyan Chandra Goswami says the chanter should bring the mind into the mantra, and listen to this, and the mantra into the mind. In other words, it should be very tight and compact. It should be, you should be absorbed. So it's not just the first Hari. Please let us not start here a sect. This is just, Prabhupada said, first we address Hari, O Radharani, but then all the rest comes. Not, you know, and we are with it, with all the rest of the names, as much as we are with the first Hari. Good. So now comes your question, and I must say, due to old age, I have forgotten it. Can you repeat it again?
Whether the Bhuta Shuddhi prayer.
Bhuta Shuddhi. Should we do it one time or before each mantra or before each round? The Hari Bhakti Vilas says that spiritual activities like japa and homa are fruitless even if we do them exactly without Buddha Shuddhi. So there is a scriptural praman for doing this. However, this is something I want to teach you like an awareness. It is something which you should practice in your life. You should be aware of this in your mind life, that you are not the body and that you are not the mind. And you can always do it, you know, like when you pass air. Sorry for being so gross, but I want really to... this is the body, you know. Or when you are upset and agitated by someone, you say, well, this is just the mind who's upset. I should remain peaceful. You know, a devotee should try to always be on the spiritual platform. Now, here we teach this as something to do so that you know when to do it, when you need to do it. No? You know, this Buddha Shuddhi idea, being pure from the elements, is something which is also taught from the guru to his disciple, like we see Shukadev Goswami doing it in Parikshit Maharaj. And Prabhupada? My God, Prabhupada? He would always say it to us. Are you listening to lectures of Prabhupada? Have you? Is this new for you? I'm not the body, or you are not the body. You find it in every, I would say, fourth lecture of his, maybe, or I'm guessing now, because he's training us in spiritual life, and we didn't get it. We are not. Extra. Prabhupada once said, Krishna didn't send me any first class men. We needed again and again and again. We were what we are from the West, you know, not very experienced in spiritual life. So yeah, he needed to repeat it again and again. Now, about a practice. You know, in one manual, the Bhajan Rahasya, that's a practice manual for chanting, there Bhaktivinoda Thakur has verses about it, and in his precursor, the book before, the guidebook before, Harinam Chintamani, which you can learn if you go to the Radhadish Kirtan course, or in this taught also in the Mayapur Kirtan Academy. When you there, this also appears in the Harinam Chintamani at three meditations. I'm an eternal soul, very tiny. I'm the servant of Krishna, who's very infinite, and my whole purpose of being here is to make my relationship with Him. It's there, and is taught. It's taught, and to make a practice out of it. But I would just say, you were now to two workshops on this subject. Remember this, what you have heard, maybe not everything, but what is specifically relevant for you, and just practice with this training. You know, workshop, model. This is for training. We were training something. You may not do all the elements that you go and remove yourself from your normal environment and go to the Jamuna. You may not think of, you know, everything goes away from you like smoke, which vanishes into thin air. These are all things which you may do or may not do, but what you should practice is the essence of it, as it applies to the situation in which you find yourself. Sometimes you may do it like this. When I chant and I notice when I sit down, because you know, you don't know what it means to be in a Western body, but we are very fickle-minded people. Our mind is extremely fast. According to psychology, we have, just listen to this, 56,000 thoughts. Now, I forgot, was it an hour or so? In an hour? Who remembers? It's in the internet. Jai Gopal? Per day, acha. 50,000. Anyways, that's a lot, you know. And many of these thoughts are not good. They're repetitions. And when I sit down, with my life, you know. It's not that it is not there. And my mind and my thinking, and now I'm getting old. Old means vata, so that fast thinking ability is increasing. More, it means more disturbance in the mind. And when I sit down, I say, okay, now, Sachinanda Swami, this is your chance. You will be busy all day. You have now 1 hour and 52 minutes for your 16 rounds. You just sit down now, and you bring your mind to the chanting. The mind knows, no. Let me design my lecture, you know, which I give. No. That can come later. It has sometimes good idea or sometimes bad ideas. My I don't want to give you examples of bad ideas and ruin your life. Your day, you know, or your workshop, you know, it has, and so on. So I need to do something. I'm sitting down, and the first thing is I'm sitting. All this is. You know, I'm an eternal soul, and the interest of the mind and the body are not really my interests. Yes, as long as I'm in this world, I will have to tolerate the vicissitudes. That's a new word I learned. It means the ups and downs of life, you know, and the will. And now I'm just with the chanting and so on, and I'm a part of Krishna, and I want to glorify Krishna. Finished! Bas, no need to do more. And then I lose it after some time, depending on the day. And then I'm noticing that I lost it after maybe on a good day, after 2 rounds, which I've chanted mechanically. On a bad day, I remember it after 7 days. My God, you're supposed to give japa retreats and look at your chanting. This is really, you should go to the guillotine and, you know, cut your... Anyways, we Germans have very harsh ways of dealing with us and with the mind, not to be imitated by others. What a shame you are. Look at you. You're supposed to be an older devotee and you're chanting. Look at this. This is not even the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, what you do at the present moment. And so I beat my mind like this. If you want to get quickly to the humble position, which is also a spiritual position, you can sing one song. Amada jivan sada paparati. It is, write it down in your book. Amara jivana. And there, this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says. He says we should deal with our mind like a street sweeper with a dirty street. We have to brush it off. And there is this very humble prayer which will do this for you. It is Amara Jivana on page 2. Would you like to just hear a few verses to just get the feel of it? My life is perpetually dedicated to sin. For the sake of my own pleasure, I'm not afraid to commit any sin. I'm devoid of compassion. I feel sorrow when others are happy and happy when they are unhappy. So it is a little bit describing the bad things in our mind, the materialistic tendencies which are there, and by becoming aware of them, you know, we separate from them. It says, being such a miscreant and being rejected by saintly persons. No one wants to talk with me. I'm so aggressive. I am a perpetual offender, devoid of good deeds and habituated to vice. I'm oppressed by various miseries. Like this. This is like censoring yourself from the bad habits, you know, sweeping your inside, making the road clean so that Radha and Krishna can come. Also, it all fits into this practice of purifying us. It can be called, it's all in this realm, this Buddha Shruti, practicing humility and so on. Good. Hare Krishna. Thank you. It's now over. I would suggest, my dear devotees, you have now an optional japa time. If you feel you need a little rest or you need to do something else, please use this time for the something else which you want to do, because tomorrow we will all kidnap you from here and take you to the most wonderful place, Tirthakadamba, where your most wonderful practice day will start, your own 64 rounds day. It will be super easy because we make it in such a way that you think, my God, already 60 rounds have passed? I can't believe it. It will be super easy. You will be tricked into chanting 64 rounds with happiness. So you might need to sleep a little bit or talk a little bit or do something. This is a good time until 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we sit together for a group japa session. In other words, group japa session will come this afternoon. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.